A few weeks ago, I went on a pastoral visit. I do that quite often, by the way. I went to visit this particular church, a dear church member. I got to her place, not too far from here, by the way. And I was able to park in the front of this living area situation. I had to park in the rear of her place. And as I parked my vehicle in the back of the her location, I know there's a water tower next, not too far from the parking lot in the back of this unit. You know, one of those blue water towers that we have all over the city, blue or yellow, you name it, Clive, West Des Moines, you know what I'm talking about. As I was living in the vehicle, I heard this Spanish music very loud, and it was a ranchera music being played. And I said, whoa, where that music coming from? So I went over and I saw there were four guys way up there, and there were like five guys down here singing ranchera music very loud. And, you know, the radio were blasting, and the guys up there, you know, 300 feet up there, they were singing like nobody's business. And these people here would say, and I was watching them doing so, singing ranchera music, you know, traditionally Mexican music, and having a good time. And I had to say, wow, you guys really elevated ranchera music to a new level. And I walk away thinking, wow, that's a way to celebrate. So ranchera music, I was being played, and I was really, as you listen to the ranchera music, it's all about love and conviction. And my wife is nice, and my boyfriend left me behind. All the details like that, you know, all that has come to be as part of the image of El Rancho, the ranch in Mexico. The music became more popular. And it started in the 19th century, I believe, in the country of Mexico. It's not a mariachi music. This particular music comes from the heart of the farmers and the ranchos and the people who go day by day living the reality of life and how they relate to each other and the meaning of love and understanding. And, you know, that is part of that. It's a symbol of a sunsetting identity and the culture of people from Mexico. It's a national ranchero music. This morning in particular, we are going to be reflecting about the hymn, Give Me Jesus. Throughout this series of My Story, My Son. So we have now this morning another dynamics of a hymn that is a hymn that traditionally that came out also in the 19th century. It's a part of an African-American spiritual music. I personally got to know this particular hymn in my ministry, doing ministry in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and going in Milwaukee, like many cities in the country, have a lot of ethnic specific ministry, Latinos, Hmong people, African American, Native Americans. I guess what is beautiful to go to the churches and to listen to their music. So in my ministry in Milwaukee, I was connecting with the black churches in town, and to listen this hymn, "Give Me Jesus," being sung with the black people, wow! It takes you to be part of the story of freedom, and not only as a part of the dynamics of being a slave, but also the most important thing was the freedom that we receive in the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus, this morning gospel, is speaking to the people that got to know him. People who came in a relationship, Jewish people who believe in Jesus, and they are listening to what Jesus is saying in light of what the truth and freedom is all about. But as we go through the understanding of this particular hymn, Give Me Jesus, we ask the question, why Jesus? Why Jesus? I will say, to me, the reason I would say, give me Jesus, because it is the only in my life, the only reality that will allow me to get a good sense of my world. It's the only way that I'll be able to really make sense of the world around me today. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In today's gospel reading. This is the last part of our big celebration of the 4th of July. You know, today people are saying, I'm just tired. It was just too much. But we still, you know, and this is the weekend where the people are really still celebrating those 250 years of freedom, of liberty, a proclamation that have been part of this nation. And how people are celebrating, they continue, you know, some people, they cook out hamburgers, hot dogs, and they ate like crazy. Some go went swimming, they still go swimming at the lake or the beach. You know, some people are just simply, you know, get drunk, you know, and party too much. They celebrate, you know, they are celebrating their freedom, their liberty, and that's important. So for most people, freedom is all about doing whatever you want to do. Doing whatever. And if you tell them not to do, to use fireworks close to your house, or do this, or you are being too loud, they will say to you, this is a free country. I can do whatever I please. Yeah. Here we go. That's some people's attitudes. Now, as the story of the understate has dynamics of freedom and also has a history of slavery. People at one point or another in this country, they were slaves. That's part of the history. And as we think about, since we are celebrating the birth of our nation, the 250 years over this weekend, it's important also to ask the question, what freedom are we talking about? And in answering that question, we also ask the question, what exactly is slavery? So it is important that we celebrate our freedom as a nation, and as we read in the gospel of Jesus, freedom and truth only come through Jesus, or the true freedom. So Jesus, while he was speaking to some of the Jews who had believed in him, he told them, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. To what they respond in the way, no way, Jesus, why are you talking about being free, freedom? We are free people, right? God Almighty already freed us. We are free indeed. Why then are you talking about you will be made free? They were questioning Jesus because they were a descendant of Father Abraham. It was a reality that was established in their own sense of understanding the presence of God, and they felt, well, because Abraham freed us and Moses came in and all details like that, we are really free people. We don't need Jesus telling that through him we are going to be free indeed. So they were questioning Jesus in light of what he was saying, and light of what he was bringing forward, and light of what he was proclaiming the truth about who he is. And in the Gospel of John, one of the defining activities of the writing of John is to describe to the Jews especially, to integrate them into the fact that Jesus indeed was the Messiah, that Jesus was the Son of God, that Jesus was a detail that was sent to the world, to the world of the Jews, to redeem them, and he is the only way, he is the salvation. So John is using the term to really to introduce Jesus in a way that people will, the Jewish people will understand. So they ask, why are you saying you will be made free? So Jesus went to explain to them. He said, anyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. And a slave can be sold to another household at any time. But a son or daughter has a permanent place in the household. So, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. They might be descendants of Abraham, but that alone does not really make them free. They should do what the Father is commanding them to do, to have the faith in the person of Jesus Christ, the one who is going to make them free indeed. In summary, true freedom comes only by accepting Jesus Christ, who is the truth of God manifest in the flesh. Jesus has the power to set all of us who are a slave to sin free. My sin, he carried on the cross of Calvary. He died to redeem me. He died to give me a new life. He died to set me free. He is the only begotten Son of God. And he died to purchase our freedom. The truth written in light of the Declaration of Freedom, I think as a believer, we have the written and the blood of Jesus Christ himself. The blood that was shed on the Calvary is my independence from my sin, and that is telling me to be a free indeed and away from death and in need of that. To receive the true freedom, we must accept Jesus. You know, I as I listen to preachers these days, one of the things that they will tell the whole nation is this. This country needs Jesus. Have you heard that? We as a country, as an individual, need Jesus. And we talk about why do we need Jesus? Because Jesus is the only one that makes sense to me. He's the one that when sometimes I have a time forgiving somebody, he will say, you need to love even your enemies. He's the only one who said, you know, if you are angry with somebody, why do you not go over there and talk to your friend or that person and make peace with that person? He's the one who's pushing me to the stream to really to recreate in me a sense of the truth of freedom and the life of who he is. So when we proclaim that this nation needs Jesus, it means that we do need Jesus. Only Jesus can set America free. We talk about freedom, we talk about, I'm not gonna go there. Because we have so many pockets of people telling, I have the truth reality. I'm bringing the truth. I'm gonna tell you the truth. You need this, you need that. Yes, we have those things that we need to be cautious about. And I don't wanna preach practice this morning. I simply want to say that Jesus is telling you and me that he has a certain truth that we really need to pay attention to. He's bringing a certain freedom that we need to make some attention to, because it is the truth. We are also seeing how many times we see, well, you know, this particular candidate that's coming up, is he or she telling the truth? People say. But what Jesus is indicating, that he is the truth about who he is. Our heroes in change. So my brothers and sisters, when we sing the song this morning, give me Jesus. Why are we singing give me Jesus? Because when everyone tells us to hate and to be angry, Jesus tells us to love God and to love one another. And when we sing Jesus, give me Jesus, because when everyone tells us to hold back on forgiveness, Jesus tells us to forgive. I pray that you can seek after Jesus and let him guide you with the truth that will set you free. So, let us sing, give me Jesus, right now. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, for Jesus, your only Son. Oh Lord, we thank you that he came to proclaim the truth about who he is. And through his life, he was able to free us from our sin. And he was able to establish in our lives a sense of hope, a new direction, and a new sense of community, of love and understanding. Bless us as we sing this particular hymn, give me Jesus, and a heart and a mind. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.